When it was first introduced, this omnibus bill faced almost unanimous opposition from the minority Democrats, who called it an attempt to enact the photo voter ID bill that is now tied up in state and federal courts. But over the last week, it was stripped of those measures. Milwaukee Democratic Representative Jocasta Zamarripa called the bill a mixed bag, but praised the one thing both parties like about the final product. That's the stepped-up transparency for campaign contributions.
Under this bill, our disclosure requirements will increase so that they know who is giving to us and what we're spending it on. And I believe that the great state of Wisconsin and her people do not mind. In fact, I think they may even appreciate seeing us compromise once in a while.
While the bill passed, it did not get unanimous support. Some Democrats voted against it because it doubles the amount of money an individual can give to a candidate, something opponents say will give special interests more clout in elections. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did vote for the bill, but was disappointed that the voter ID provisions were removed.
We didn't get, but we will be taking up this fall, ensuring that we have a voter ID that's enabled to be upheld by the Supreme Court. That'll be coming this fall, but we wanted to take some more time over the course of the summer to work on ensuring that the bill that we pass will meet that constitutional muster.
The state Senate has not yet agreed to take up this compromise bill. It must pass both houses and be signed by the governor before any of its provisions can take effect. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.